terror, scary things. They scare us to death and we're still fascinated with them.
Yes.
We'll plan a trip and then we'll make sure that everything's going to be safe. We've got our reservations. We're staying in franchise motels because the other ones might have bed bugs or non-private toilet seats. And then what do we read? Stephen King.
Well, terror in a manageable commodity.
Those are big books. That's unmanageable.
Yes. What I was thinking, this play came from a dream. One of the very few times that I've written something that was based that way. I dreamed that a very dear lifetime friend in Milwaukee, who is not an investment broker, he's an actor and singer and sometimes actually a tap dancer, John was involved in some kind of political protest, and in the dream, he defaced a billboard. And for this, he was sentenced to death by lethal injection. And I watched him being executed. And of course, woke up in tears. And from there, well, it's a very long story. How does a tragedy become comic?
Well, in actual fact, John survived, and he's playing both Henry and the bailiff in this production.
So, I guess the line between comedy and tragedy, between suffering and entertainment, life, death, that stuff, is a very fine transmutable line.
And now the conclusion of our adventure, episode 6 of Tap Dancer.
Well, no, Ken Leonard isn't here now. This is Stan Hansen. No, Ken left to pursue other interests. I'm handling his accounts. Can I help you?
They took my diary away, but I think I can probably remember. In fact, I left my position as investment broker not precisely to pursue other interests, but to be executed by lethal injection.
9:45, are we all ready?
I believe what I've missed most during the whole span, which I have found stimulating, I won't say entertaining, but it's been thought-provoking, has been that I've had a hard time staying in practice, because at some point, you cross over that line where you're no longer the crazy tap-dancing stockbroker. You're simply the tap-dancer.
Tap, 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 tap-dancer.
The Independent Eye presents Tap Dancer, a dramatic misadventure serial. Final episode, Still Dancing.
A nurse?
Look here, you have a letter. Huh? Express mail, isn't that something? Just under the deadline.
Charlie.
He's gone back to Omaha.
Omaha?
Well, he grew up in Omaha. He sounds like a nice person.
He is, very definitely. He was my college roommate, a jazz musician. Do you generally read other people's mail?
Oh, I don't mind. It's a pleasure.
Hi, Kenneth. Well, sometimes good comes out of bad. I let you down, and that's bad. But the good is, I've consolidated my head.
10:50.
When I finally had to take charge in the furnace room of life, then what I'm saying, I screwed up, but I grewed up.
9 minutes.
So I'm teaching junior high starting in the fall, and I think that's who I am. Being in Omaha, where even if I am a total genius, nobody's gonna notice, so there's nothing to prove. I set up my studio, Ken, and I bought the right patch cord. Because it's not what you know or who you know, it's what you don't know, and there I'm way ahead. I'll send you a tape.
Hello?
Nurse, could you answer that? I'm strapped.
Why, sure. 623.
Could I speak to Mr. Leonard? My name's Kathy, and I'm supposed to do a school report for current events, so my mom thought maybe I could call, if he's not busy.
Are you taking calls?
Hold the receiver. Hello, this is Ken Leonard. Could I help you?
Is this Mr. Leonard? My teacher assigned you for current events, and I checked Reader's Guide, but there wasn't much, so I made a list. Okay. Did you always want to be a tap dancer?
No, actually, I'm an investment broker. I was, anyway, but...
Okay, that's enough. Why did you commit all your crimes?
Actually, I committed only one crime. I wrote graffiti on a billboard, which I found offensive, but through a minor breakdown of the legal system...
Okay, what's it like to be a celebrity?
In this case, not very pleasant. We were big news for 2 days, but now, suddenly...
I guess people are more interested in the war.
What war?
There's a war, I think. I heard my dad say something. I don't know.
Listen to me. Listen. Listen very carefully. It's a matter of life and death. I can't communicate with anyone. The phones are messed up. The whole system is absolutely going to hell. Now, please just help me get in contact with somebody.
Well, because I gotta do this paper. Do you have any tips for teenagers about drugs?
I think we don't need drugs to make things look very strange. Listen, how'd you get this number? Nothing gets through.
My mom said you might be in the phone book.
I am, but this isn't my phone. I got here last night.
Oh. Then I guess I got the wrong number. Sorry.
Hey, wait, no. Nurse?
Yes, sirree.
Are you actually a nurse, or are you one of the hit squad?
I'm a nurse. I always wanted to be a nurse. A registered nurse, an RN is registered, but a practical nurse is very practical.
Does everyone here talk strange?
Yes, very.
Nurse, are we scheduled at 10?
Scheduled.
For the execution.
Execution?
Execution? You're here to have your wisdom teeth removed. They're long overdue.
But there are armed guards outside. Why is the bed tilted up? Why are there TV cameras?
Lots of people would be really excited to be on TV.
Could I see the doctor, the hangman, whoever's in charge?
Well, aren't we bossy all of a sudden? You must have a gallbladder. I've been in this business long enough, I can tell who's got a bladder. There's nothing ritzy about having a bladder. You're not going to be Miss America if people think you've got a bladder. 5 till 10.
Could I have a newspaper?
We only get the sports section. That gives you a 50-50 chance of being happy.
Visitors, I have visitors.
Well, it's restricted because of the war.
What war?
Oh, just one of those wars.
You look like someone.
No, I don't. Never did. Never will.
Hi, I'm Chelsea. $4.99 the first minute and $2.99 for every minute you can give it to me as long as we can go.
Not long.
Whatever's on the work order, cameraman, a little more keyboard.
I'd like a second opinion.
Well, in my opinion, it's wisdom teeth. If you want to open the floodgates, fine.
Lillian.
If it's not the
wisdom teeth, it could be cholesterol.
Dairy mild form of melanoma.
Carburetor, oil in the carburetor.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Mr. Rodhard, how does it feel? We don't make the news, we just report it.
Gutters and drain spouts, that's why it seeps.
I'm before E, except after C.
Could be psychosomatic.
Well, what about the war? Isn't there a war going on? Why didn't you report that?
Well, the ratings are down.
Hi. Thanks for calling the Talking Yellow Pages Touch Board.
I think it's time. Extraction. They're way, 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 way down there, very tight.
I don't believe this is happening.
Wisdom teeth will surprise you.
I had them out when I was 16.
Too bad. You should have thought of that.
We have to run a few tests. Pump stuff in, see if it's fatal. That green stuff in the tube, cyanide base with a little menthol. We have cherry flavor, too. Now, keep in mind that this may not be happening. That'll keep you calm. But the old clock is telling us it's time.
As you can see, Mr. Leonard's teeth are chattering.
We have to hook you up now.
Now, this is not happening.
You may be right.
What I did was take a spray can and a face to billboard.
That's it for the ozone layer. Doesn't take much, does it?
We've got some religious people outside. Would you like to be blessed or confessed or saved?
I want a love scene. Now, no justification, no motivation. I want Lillian. Now! Now, this wasn't quite credible. But after the sound effects, I turned over and there was Lillian, lying in bed beside me. We had a case here of multiple realities. Hi.
Oh, nightmares.
Open your eyes.
What?
Hi.
Am I in a love scene?
You're here.
They dragged me out.
Open your eyes.
Oh, I'm afraid of nightmares. No problem as long as I'm asleep, but waking bolt upright into a nightmare, it's nothing to write home about. I was dreaming. Something god-awful. What? They dragged me out. They gave me a shot. I giggled, babbled, totally zonked. I was a very happy camper. What the hell was the dream?
Open your eyes.
Hello.
Hi.
Kenneth? I'm very edgy.
Scratch my back.
Ken, I'm very, very edgy.
Yeah, that's a sign of sanity. There's nothing rational about this coupling, Lillian. That's what's so remarkable. If it's totally irrational, then it's a miracle.
A miracle? Am I the only one that's getting ready to scream? I don't like dates where I have to scream by myself. There's something falling in on us, Ken. Be serious.
No, nothing serious happens to educated people, not in America. We can be trusted to create our own disasters.
Ken, stop it. Damn. I don't know if I'm justified. It's so rare to find a guy who can make a joke when... Now, I ought to be grateful, but... You know, I don't mean be serious for a change, but... Be serious for a change. You danced, and it jiggled something loose.
Be serious?
Be serious.
I'm scared to death.
So am I.
I feel bare naked.
We are. Look under the sheet. We both are.
Too many surprises.
Don't ditch the surprises. I lied. I want surprises. I want regularly scheduled surprises. I don't want some joker who puts on a party hat, poses for a snapshot, and then he zonks out. You put high stakes on that table, so you roll. By God, you roll. I swear, Kenneth, if you reach for that conservative tie, I'll make one fast, nonstop streak for the exit.
I didn't know the stakes were real. When reality intrudes, reality is not a nice doggy. Reality bites.
Then feed it, kick it, throw it a bone, whatever. This is all new territory for me too, Ken. And if you're utterly terrified, then we have a lot in common.
The hero has limited options. He snagged his best pants on the question marks. I can't pick up a sword and slay the dragon. The dragon owns the hardware. The dragon is in state-of-the-art quadraphonic. All the hero can do at this point in time is to love you and be sensitive to the indicators. Ride the market bareback. Improvise. Reinvest. Fluctuate.
Is this our love scene?
Yes.
Then please play it straight.
Bottom line.
I did my damnedest to walk away. I tried to keep that option open, but I didn't walk.
Must be the tap dancing.
Must be the tap dancer. Ken, I'm here. Are you here? Yeah, yeah, Are we here together?
Yes.
Scratch my back.
I really love your tailbone. Nobody ever mentions tailbones.
Excuse me. One problem with that.
What?
It's 10 o'clock.
What the hell?
Try that again. Take what? Two.
What the hell?
Got it. Great.
Lillian.
Sorry, we're standing room only. She can catch it on cable.
Mr. Leonard, how do you feel?
I'm shaking uncontrollably.
Perfectly normal. Crank them up. They want a better profile.
Lillian!
Ken, I love you. I do. My God. But maybe I'm just a figment. You're just imagining me saying this. But please imagine.
Charlie!
Tuning in from Omaha, ha ha. Pleased to report the band of Jefferson Junior High is hitting half the notes. We're batting 500. There is hope. Believe it.
Ready with the sound effects?
Henry!
You're not practicing. You spend more time practicing excuses than combinations.
Help!
Don't call for help. Just practice.
Right. Shoes. Are my shoes under the bed? Nurse, I want to die with my tap shoes on.
Right here.
Imagine.
Well, it was pretty simple. I was shaking so hard, my feet started beating a rhythm on the footboard. The dance of death. It's a tap dance.
Ready again? Come on now, heck, I mean, we got a job to do here now, guys. Stop doing that, it breaks the mood. We have to have steady hands.
This kind of funny, catchy routine I'd never practiced. It just came out. Pure inspiration and terror. Couldn't shake the rhythm. A squad of doctors started up toward the bed and then went into a square dance. I managed to get my arms freed. It's sort of something like my routine, and I got a big round of applause. Then I stopped, and they started coming in again. So I started shaking again and dancing again, as before, and cameras were on. We're going out all over the country. Calls flooding the switchboard. Nothing like it since Lawrence Welk.
Woo-hoo!
6 hours. I was exhausted. They were very determined, but they couldn't resist that rhythm.
Leonard. HBO contracts, they need signatures.
Oh, thanks. No, Sydney, I wouldn't move on that too soon unless you really hate having money. Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Well, it was touch and go for about a week, but then with budget cuts, the hit squad went on part-time. So I just do 3 sets a day, 6 days a week. Great exercise. Yes, yeah, so Sydney, if we can get Intel code 9 3/8, yeah, done. Yeah, she's fine, thanks, yeah. Right, she negotiated the series for HBO, got us out from under Stipson, and that gave us enough capital to start our own little desktop investment firm. Okay, yeah, will do. Thanks.
Okay, report. The lawyers have filed about everything they can. Habeas corpus, corpus delicti, lawsuits, liens, certiorari, gas receipts. So we wait.
But my HBO contract stipulates that I stay condemned until the ratings go down. Will you marry me?
No. What on earth are you doing?
Learning to juggle.
Hubbard Leonard Associates, one moment.
Oh, Mr. Galder, hi. Oh, not bad. Well, that's a big step. I mean, we're small, but we're acquiring some of my old clients, and, excuse me.
They keep coming. I keep tapping. They keep twitching and poofing, and then they disperse. This is the way, at the moment, I live my life. It could be worse.
Yeah, well, sometimes I see the doctor. I guess he's the doctor getting very close to the buttons, but then he starts clapping, and it's one more day. At night, it's past prime time, so nothing happens, and we're okay. Excuse me, Lillian, will you marry me?
No. Want a pizza?
Burger. Mr. Galder, tell you what, as regards your board's concerns, I passed on the question to Lillian. As you know, I'm more the statistics guy, but she's great at research. And the scoop is, yes, that company has major problems as regards toxic waste. But on the other hand, excuse me, here we go again. Oh, Mr. Galder, I wish you could see this. It's really kind of special. We have one doctor with a syringe, another with a machete, one with flintlocks, and the nurse has hockey pads. They do these wonderful costume designs. They have a whole creative team. You should have cable. On the other hand, the company is under pressure from institutional stockholders to clean up, so you might consider acquiring a block of stock as a means of bringing some pressure to bear. I'll send the report. Let me know.
Am I going to have to pick up all these bean bags?
Woohoo! Mind if we adjust the video? They're going to a 5-camera setup plus a sonogram.
Wait till lunch break.
Right.
I'm not very good at this.
You're awful.
Well, that's a start. If I can juggle 3 phones at once, I can make it with beanbags. Can you imagine the combination? Dancing, juggling, and promoting capital accumulation. Who knows where it leads?
Rush up the stairs, and if we're lucky, the treads form under our feet.
I want you to marry me.
No. Never. No can do. Not in the cards. No dice. No how. No way. No, siree Bob.
Hello, Kenneth. Thanks for the letter, but I won't be able to be best man, because if this is the best man you can find, you have a serious problem. Actually, my musical prodigies are playing Saturday. I gotta be there. Nevertheless, here's music and best wishes for a whole big pile of history. Cheers, baby. And I'm still gonna seduce your secretary. Just waiting. Hey, Ken. Hey, listen, you gotta know this. I did 3 new songs. You believe it? Your ex-genius musical whiz-bang buddy did 3 new songs. Happy endings suck, I mean, but beginnings. Yeah.
So, yes. Well, the appeals are going on. We're managing not badly. It's kind of compulsive routine, so some of the fun is gone, but the intensity stays. Burgerland t-shirts are very popular, and I've become a kind of commodity myself, like pork belly futures, so I'm not sure what I accomplished, but... But I mean, dancing, juggling, many option strategies, the straddle, strangle, variable hedging, the strip, which is two puts and a call, or the strap, which is two calls and a put, call ratio backspread, put ratio backspread, long butterfly, short butterfly, those are stock market terms. Many strategies.
Many.
Okay, let's try this now, okay? I'm gonna do
one
actual...
Three beanbag?
Juggle.
Yes!
I guess we're still here.
This was the final episode of Tap Dancer, written by Conrad Bishop and Elizabeth Fuller, produced by The Independent Eye in the studios of Lebanon Valley College of Pennsylvania. Performers were Conrad Bishop, Camilla Shade, Elizabeth Fuller, Whit McLaughlin, John Schneider, and James Sterling. Audio engineer John Newell, music Elizabeth Fuller. Funding from the National Endowment for the Arts and the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts. Keep dancing.
Kenneth, what can I say? You're an inspiration to my students. Practice. I used to tell them to practice, practice, and they just chew their gum. But now there's a whole new attitude. Call it hope, call it sheer terror. It's wonderful. They are practicing. They are progressing. We are moving into a new era where the student dance recital is training for survival. Kenneth, my fulfillment. Float, float gently, float.
On Hitchhiking Off the Map, you've been listening to the conclusion of our play, Tap Dancer. You can hear all six episodes on our website archive, www.hitching.org.
And Tap Dancer is a 3-CD set. Is there someone in your life you'd like to share this madness with? You can find our gift shop on the website.
Hitchhiking Off the Map is produced by The Independent Eye and helped out by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts and by our donors. Consider joining the Hitchhikers Guild and help keep a little slice of the public airwaves unpredictable. www.hitching.org.
Next time, we're back to real people and their small victories. This is Elizabeth Fuller.
And Conrad Bishop. Peace and joy. And finally, words from Mary McCarthy, Jill Robinson, Northrop Frye, and Kathleen Norris on the happy ending.
The happy ending is our national belief.
The American dream, the idea of the happy ending, is an avoidance of responsibility and commitment.
Comedy has a U-shaped plot, with the action sinking into deep and often potentially tragic complications, then suddenly turning upward into a happy ending.
A good story is one that isn't demanding, and above all, doesn't remind us of the bad times, the failed farms, the way people you love just up and die. It tells us instead that hard work and perseverance can overcome all obstacles. It tells lie after lie, and the happy ending is the happiest lie of all.